This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have CUNA Mutual Group's very own Eric Hansing. Eric, how are you, sir?
Doing awesome, Mike. Thank you for having me today.
You are welcome. How's the conference going for you so far?
Really good. Yeah. I always love being here. Amazing how much energy I can burn through so quickly and feel like
all of us,
going.
We all get our steps in, for sure.
We get our steps in, yeah. That's great. It's great to be here.
Good. What's the buzz in the hallway? Are you hearing anything in particular that people are talking about?
Or? I just call it a great energy. People love being together. I think it's still, we're all spending so much time remotely that any chance we get to see each other, it's just fantastic.
Well, I heard they set a record attendance here, which says a lot. People are really anxious to get back to doing this type of stuff. So yeah, good stuff here. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand here, shall we? And this is a big one.
It is.
CUNA Mutual Group is talking about your upcoming brand transformation, rebranding to TruStage. All right, what is going on here, Eric?
Yeah.
Share with us, what's going on?
Yeah, well, we announced last May, I think it was, that we intended to rebrand the company to TruStage.
Okay.
You know, after 85 years of being born from the credit union movement, 85 years of, you know, continuous commitment to credit unions, we're sort of extending that on into the future. So much has changed over the years. We've added so many different companies, some brands that we've kind of built on our own, and the reality is we have done a lot of great evolution that all fits together. It just doesn't look like it fits together in the marketplace right now, because we show up in the market as 15 different brands, right? CUNA Mutual being just one of them.
Yeah.
TruStage actually being another one of them.
You're right, you're right.
So we're taking this as a time to sort of unify all of that under a single brand. And as we looked at it, it just made sense that that brand would be TruStage.
Okay, got
it. So it's really a unification, if you will, so that we are just a much clearer...
Well, I love the name. The name really says it all. So yeah, and tell me, you know, why rebrand to TruStage?
Yeah, well, part of it is...
I like the name. That's my reasoning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not the one making decisions.
We like it too. A lot of research behind it as well. It's actually a brand that we launched almost exactly 10 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for one of our biggest lines of business. And it's a brand that now has equity, it's got traction, but more importantly from our research, it's got extensibility, which means we can make it stand for something more than it stands for today, because we needed a brand that would sort of fit over the top of the whole breadth of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we can really compellingly tell a story about what this brand means. Interestingly, TruStage is kind of a blend of two words, trust, as you might imagine, right, and stage. So it's just important. It's just a capturing of the trusted partner we want to be to credit unions and to their members at every stage of their members' financial lives. So, you know, early on, you know, when people need to borrow, and middle of their lives when they want to protect kind of assets, the stakes are really high, and even to finishing strong, preparing for living well in retirement, and even now with the acquisition of a pre-planning solutions business, you know, living into, you know, funeral and passing on assets to another generation, just all of this fits together, and we think represents a stronger than ever value proposition.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So obviously this has been in the works for a while
now.
It has
been, yeah.
But when's the official, I guess, unveiling, if
you will? Yeah, so later this spring. So until later this spring, we're in market as CUNA Mutual, we will be launching the brand later this spring.
Will it be the same logo as the TruStage logo? Or
we'll be updated slightly. Okay. Yeah, a little fun fact, you know, I was mentioning the, you know, confidence at every stage in a consumer's financial life. The mark that we associate with TruStage is going to be updated a little bit, but it's got these little stair steps, and as you step to each stage of your financial life, it's a little brighter and a little bit brighter. So we call it the Ascend. You know, it's a little fun fact for marketers.
I like it. I like it. So what will be the same? What will be different? Or what are you...
First thing that comes to mind when you ask what's going to be the same is our ongoing commitment to credit unions. That does not change. You know, the value system within our company is so deeply embedded with the credit union system that we were born out of. That doesn't change one bit. In fact, somebody said to me, a colleague said this, and I really liked it. You know, CU may not be in our future name, but it's definitely in our blood.
Oh,
it's just, you know, you just feel it walking through.
I think people get it by now.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know, and that doesn't change at all. That's the biggest thing. Our commitment to credit unions doesn't change. You know, really proud of the fact that we've contributed over $149 million to the credit union system over the last 5 years alone.
Wow.
That kind of thing's just not going to stop.
Yeah.
We're just excited about being a part of this system, and bringing things together, becoming clearer about mm-hmm. what our value proposition mm-hmm. is for credit unions as they serve members mm-hmm. is really what this is about.
Right on, right yeah. on. A lot of changes going on there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
you got a new building now too, yeah. and so how's that going? I haven't been up there yet to check it out.
It's just good. You know, as I mentioned, it all fits together. Yeah. Just a lot of really intentional moves to help create a really great environment for our ability to serve credit unions long yeah. into the future and put it all under one brand name.
And crying yeah. in that kind of credit union mecca that we'll call Madison, yeah. Wisconsin, yeah. too. So, yeah.
Yeah,
good place to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Anything else to add, Eric?
Really appreciate the opportunity to kind of talk about this. You know, we're very excited about it. As you can imagine, there's a ton of work that goes into doing this, a new mm-hmm. website, everything under ChooseStage.com. It'll just be a lot easier for us to engage with credit unions yeah. and, as I said, help them serve members. Honored to be able to continue to do it. We don't take this lightly.
Oh,
you know,
Community
Mutual is kind of a storied brand in this system mm-hmm. for 85 years, mm-hmm. and we're being very, very careful and
pretty darn good reputation yeah. you guys got going yeah. there. So yeah, and I don't think yeah this yeah everybody yeah. knows what you guys represent and what you guys do for the industry. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And although this is a massive undertaking, but it's going to be all well worth it in the end for sure.
Yeah, we think it'll be a really nice catalyst for growth. Not just for us, of course, but for credit unions and their members. A real win-win-win.
And then, we'll look forward to it. Early spring, you said?
I said spring. I don't know about early to mid-late spring.
How about that?
There you go.
We'll nail
Perfect.
It down
We're
going
to work with that.
All right, Eric.
Got to leave a little suspense, right, Mike?
Yes, I'm on pins and needles. All right, Eric, thank you so much,
thank
sir.
You.
Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.